Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. NBA Finals, Game 3 tonight in Indiana. Pacers, Thunder, tied at a game apiece. The official Rich Keefe Sportsbook Rhode Island pick of the week.
Oh, I saw this.
It is Pacers plus +5.
Okay, just keep it within two possessions. Yep.
Tyrese Halliburton over 17.5 points.
Stealing.
And Tyrese Halliburton over 8.5 assists.
Stealing.
Seems like another win.
The most difficult leg there is the plus +5.
Yeah,
but
it
that,
is.
That place is going to be loud.
I think I'm taking the Pacers in this one.
Money line?
Yeah.
Really?
That's not the official pick of the week. I'm giving myself a little wiggle room here with the plus +5. But I think the Pacers win tonight.
Oh, I do not. But
do you think they get smoked?
No, I don't think they get smoked. I think plus +5 is probably the smarter bet because I'd imagine, without even looking at it, I'd imagine a lot of money's on OKC. Maybe
could,
I have that
could
wrong.
Could be a close game. They play close games.
But no, I think that's probably the smarter bet. But I think OKC is... I thought this was going to be a 5-game series,
yeah.
So I think they could still happen.
Place is going to be insane, though. Indiana's going to be wild.
And I bet Indiana starts out on fire for
and
sure.
And if Halliburton's dad's there, look out.
There's always a threat of
look
violence.
Out, look out, Thunder.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Stanley Cup Game 4 is tomorrow night. So we'll have to wait. But it's obviously good that they are staggered. So it was nothing last night, but you get tonight hoops. Tomorrow, a little hockey. See if Brad Marchand can continue his goal streak. And,
I was going to say, maybe we should save this for tomorrow's
win
grab
a Conn Smythe.
Bag, does he score again? Probably.
Kind of have to say yes at this point.
And what do the Conn Smythe odds go to if the Panthers win? And if he honestly, just if the Panthers win, the Conn Smythe odds probably continue to drop.
Unless like Sam Bennett has a great game.
Well, true.
You know, or like Bobrovsky, it's a shutout. Those would be the two guys on his team I think he'd be competing with, right? Definitely Bennett.
Is Kachuk not in the mix? You read all the numbers yesterday.
So.
I couldn't remember who was in front of him.
Well,
yeah.
Connor McDavid was.
No, but from Florida. Sorry.
I think that might have been it. I mean, Marchand was like fifth to begin with, and then he like jumped
if they
up,
go up 3-1 and he scores another goal or has a couple assists even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look out.
Anybody who took it at plus +2,000 when Keith highlighted it.
Feeling pretty good.
Real buying opportunity.
Bennett, Bobrovsky, then Marchand.
Yep.
Say.
How about that?
There you go.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music, gonna give it away. Abra, abra, cadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
All right, Jaylen Brown underwent successful right knee arthroscopic debridement procedure. He is expected to participate in training camp without limitation. That was according to the Boston Celtics.
Okay, two things. Knee debridement.
Yeah, what do you got there?
AI overview.
My guy
Gemini.
Oh, no.
Also known as arthroscopic debridement.
Okay.
Is a surgical procedure that removes damaged cartilage and tissue from the knee joint arthroscopically. So, okay. So they've taken out some cartilage.
I like how it used the word in the definition. That's
which
very much
doesn't help.
Gemini.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gemini.
Are you hating on that?
Hating on Gemini.
You're hating on Dr. Gemini?
You can't.
He went from an American Gladiator to a doctor.
That's true.
How are you going to hate on him?
That's legit.
Meanwhile, hang on. Stool Greeny.
He said they just won the title.
No, he's doing a whole thing about how actually the Celtics were super banged up, and that's why they lost to the Knicks.
Yeah, that's definitely right.
He's playing through an injury and all this.
That's what everybody was saying after Game 6, and you're like, wait, in Game 5, Jaylen Brown had the same injury and couldn't have played better.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, yeah, but he's hurt. That's why they lost.
No, he didn't have it every single night, and they were down 3-1 with Tatum.
Injury not an excuse.
But sure, go ahead and make the excuses.
I mean, next year? Sure. I'll give you next year.
Yeah.
Next year when they lose in the first or second round and you're like, well, they didn't have Tatum, I'd be like, you're right.
Oh, you know what?
They didn't have
Tatum. I'll give you that
all
one.
Year long.
That one's fair.
This year, no. They were down 3-1 before Tatum went down.
But it sounds like he'll be ready for training
camp.
Good. No harm.
Good.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Right. U.S. Open tomorrow, Jones. This is the U.S. Open golf.
Yeah, you're a big tennis guy. Don't get them confused.
No, I'm not trying to do that for you.
No.
You excited about this?
That's end of the summer. I am.
Fired up about this?
I like the majors. I like betting the majors. I plunked down on Jon Rahm to win.
Oh, Jon Rahm had not bad. I heard them talking about it this morning. Shyam was talking about it, and they had Kostos on.
Scheffler, yeah, I heard this as well.
Scheffler's like a huge favorite.
Scheffler's a heavy favorite. I think Kostos actually called it, it's like Tiger Woods odds. Like when Tiger Woods was in his prime.
Yeah.
These are like the kind of odds.
It was like Tiger versus the field. We'd have that discussion.
So I'm not betting Scheffler. There's not enough there to wet my beak. I bet Rahm to win.
Yeah.
Based off Kostos, I bet Harris English.
Harris English?
To go top 10. He said some people whose opinion he trusts have taken Harris English to win at like plus 800. Right. I wasn't going to do that.
It's juicy, though.
But I got in there for a top 10. Yeah. So, no, I'm excited
You're
for
excited
it.
You're excited for it.
Yeah,
good.
Pokemon. Yeah.
This is...
grab bag.
There is a new documentary coming to Netflix, new sports documentary coming to Netflix about America's team. No, not the Patriots. It would be the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Still good.
So this will be out on August 19th. And I'm not sure what I feel about it. It's called America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys.
Okay. So is this about Jerry Jones or is this about the Cowboys?
So it says it's the definitive story of Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I want a Cowboys story that has some Jerry Jones in it, not a Jerry Jones story with some Cowboys in it.
So the poster for the documentary has obviously the Dallas Star, and then it has Jerry Jones with sunglasses on looking pretty menacing.
Kind of looming over everything,
looming
right?
very much in the center of the photo. But then there's four players with their backs turned, and that you see Emmitt Smith, Deion Sanders, Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin.
Oh, so yeah, I like that.
So that's prominent. I don't know. I think if Jerry Jones is in it quite a bit, it might
bad sign.
Yeah, probably a bad sign. Or it might be cool. Maybe like there's some good footage and stuff, but probably goes away from some of the maybe controversy. If he's not in it, that means it's like the Vince McMahon one where they just go after him.
Good.
So we'll see.
No, I'd like that. The Jeff Pearlman Boys Will Be Boys book.
It could
be
like
great.
That.
So who's behind it? Do you know who's behind this documentary? Like what's the company that you were watching the shooting guards and all these that can be hit or miss?
So this is...
Is it them?
It's not called Untold.
Okay,
that's series.
That's one of them.
This
Sorry,
just
yes.
says a Netflix sports series, America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, The Cowboys You Know and The Truth You Don't. Ooh.
Right, well, the truth we don't. That's promised. That's promising.
Okay.
All right, you sold me a little.
All right, we'll see.
Nice.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag
to get ourselves a treat.
All right, Jones, Red Sox wrap up the series with the Rays. Tonight, 7:10 first pitch, 6:10 pregame here on WEEI. Walker Buehler on the mound. Confidence level in tonight's game?
Very low.
Yeah.
Who's pitching for Tampa?
Is
it a lefty?
No,
we
righty.
Right. It's over a righty. That. We were looking at the Yankees series.
It is Zach Littell.
Yes.
He's a right-hander. He's kind of a hoss.
Not to be confused with Littlefoot.
Kind of a hoss. No, not Littlefoot.
Littell Foot.
No, yeah. It's
is
not,
his nickname.
It's not that.
Kind of a hoss. Yeah, no, I don't feel good about the Red Sox in general. And then now that I...
Although Roman Anthony.
I do feel good about that. Is his family there?
Right, let's hope
so. What numbers are you wearing?
19 still, I would assume.
You'd hope. I mean, he changed it already after one game.
What if he just keeps changing it? Like, you can't do that.
Number chameleon.
You've got to stop.
Yeah, but Walker Buehler, I don't feel great about that, no.
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One grab bag.
Now, we probably should settle on this. We were talking about Rays earlier today.
Oh, yeah, a Ray Mount Rushmore.
Well, a Mount Raymore.
Right.
As many would call it.
Uh-huh.
Have you decided in your head the final four race?
I've decided Ray J has to be in there.
Ray J?
Yeah, has to be.
I would say Ray Mysterio has to be.
He launched the Kardashian empire, Keith. Yeah, has to be in there.
Ray Mysterio has to be. One of the great luchadors of all time.
All right, Ray Mysterio, Ray J.
Ray J, I don't love.
Ray Bork,
we keep
really not paying attention to. We keep getting that one over and over again. He probably deserves to be in there.
Okay.
I thought Ray Lucas was a good pull. I wouldn't put him in the Ray Mount Rushmore, but I thought that was a good pull.
Lana Del Rey,
Ray should be probably in there. You didn't like Ray Kwan the Chef.
No, I think that one's trying too hard.
Okay.
And then maybe Ray Liotta.
Ray Liotta?
Yeah.
Sure. Ray Charles. We had Ray Charles earlier.
See, now we have too many. We have too many Rays.
Who do you want to punt out?
I don't want Ray J in there. You okay, want Ray J in there?
That's what Kim Kardashian said.
Oh,
I just...
Jeez.
We're taking Ray J out?
Give me one bourbon, one scotch, and one grab bag.
Well, there's no easy way to segue to this, but Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys is dead. He was 82 years old and passed away. One of the all-time music legends. Brian Wilson, you would say?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. I was not personally the biggest Beach Boys fan, but I respect...
Well, no, they were a little before our time.
I respect the contributions to music, recording, things like this, Pet Sounds. I get all that.
They had all heaters.
Do you think Greg does the audio? Because I found it informative when he did the audio...
Eulogy.
Thank you. I was going to call it obituary. I knew that wasn't what it is. Audio eulogy to Sly Stone earlier this week. I'd imagine... Brian Wilson gets that treatment, right?
I would think so.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, legend. Yeah.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
A great late entry to the Ray Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Ray Gunn, the breakdancer from the Olympics.
Ray Gunn.
Ray Gunn.
Yeah, good one.
That's a pretty good one.
All right, do we have a new daily question in the grab bag yet?
No, we don't.
So we famously were asking, is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent? And for months, he was a free agent.
Yeah,
he wasn't.
That was a strong bit.
For one day, we asked the question, has Roman Anthony been called up? He has since been called up.
One
so
of the
out.
Shorter bits in radio history.
Now, we've gotten a lot of suggestions. Uh-huh. Here were just some that I got, Keith at WEEI.com.
Okay.
Are the Red Sox over 500 yet?
No.
Does Connor Wong have an RBI yet?
No.
Has Rafael Devers picked up a glove yet?
No.
Is Bill Belichick still the head coach of North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay. So those are some of the options that we had gotten. You got a new one from...
Real Life Tom in the
college
other room
Tom.
Came in and he said, am I dating Leah Anthony yet?
No.
No.
No. Not that we know of.
That's a good daily bit. Well, I could go on for... however long this show goes on.
So there's definitely a few that we could choose from.
Okay.
But that's what we got right now.
Because some came in the mail today. Yeah.
Grab bag.
Got him!
Yeah, clean some of these up. Let's get some of them. Let's get some of them out of here.
Spring cleaning?
Is what I think we got to do.
Okay.
Jones, Red Sox won last night, so you know what that means. Hogdale, call the night.
Great.
Knowledge
perspective.
Oh, my
God, story.
Deep.
Oh my, get the f***
out!
Let's, dude, he annihilated that one! Holy f***! TS10! He's never been doubted once ever! Nope. It's a 3-1 ball game. Sox lead by two! Oh, he backflipped the sh** out of that one, too. Holy f***!
Watch your profanity.
Easy.
Oof.
He was working with Carabas there. Carabas joined the Hogcast.
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
Now, look. Good move by Hog to get the rocket on his stream there.
Yeah, why
good
not?
Move.
Yeah,
like, right you know, now. You want to get, but and no, there's no offense to Jared.
Right.
I think Hog works better by himself.
Yeah, I think one of the charms of the Hogcast is he is both play-by-play and caller. He is Vin Scully doing these games.
I think he's a little stronger on his own, but credit, good job by Jared going on there, going on there with our pal Hogdale.
For sure.
But yeah, I think I think he works a little stronger solo.
Yeah. All mm-hmm. right.
Like a little cleaner version of that is what I'd like.
Blows your hair back.
That was an SD standard.
Wait, you don't like the one where it's recorded off their phone?
No, I don't. But that's fine. I appreciate all the submissions. All right, who was the best baseball performer from last night?
Nice.
Was it Ian Happ?
Nope.
2 for 3, 2 home runs?
Nope.
3 RBI, 3 runs
not
scored?
My best baseball player.
Was it night. Evan Carter?
Nope.
3 for 5, a dong, 3 RBI, and he scored 4 runs?
Mm-hmm. Well, I do like that, but no.
Was it Alec Thomas?
Who's Alec?
Alec.
Okay. Just checking.
With a K at the end. Mm-hmm. 3 for 3. Never got him out. Home run. 4 runs scored and a steal.
Look, I don't.
I'm not done. Was
it? It's not a yes. It's not a no.
Dylan Cease and desist. 7 shutout innings with 11 Ks.
I do like that.
He did walk 5.
4.
Andrew Abbott.
Complete
game shutout for the Cincinnati Reds with 5 Ks.
Real nice line for Andrew Abbott. I was kind of waiting for another name, but I didn't hear it.
Jose?
No,
Soriano?
I was kind of thinking Max Fried. No, but okay, he's not on there.
Not on the list.
So, what did he do? Now I got,
he didn't do anything.
Another win.
Yeah, but he didn't go complete game shutout, did he?
9 wins.
Did he punch out 11 like Cease? Did he punch out 12 like Jose Soriano?
I think I'm going Andrew Abbott. It was a 3-hitter, right? I believe it was a 3-hitter.
Yeah.
Put me down for Andrew Abbott.
For the Reds? Mm-hmm. It was a big win for the Reds.
Big Reds guy.
All right.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. It is a former Ray who also played for the A's, Pirates, Braves, Angels, Tigers, Marlins, Phillies.
Okay.
Wore a lot of hats, this guy.
Sure. What position?
Wore a lot of hats.
Give me a position.
Wore a lot of numbers.
Fresh in my head.
Outfielder.
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 Okay.
One-time All-Star.
Devil Ray or Ray?
Ray.
Okay.
Wow.
And he was an All-Star with the Ray. He had 1 All-Star appearance.
Is it Ben Grieve? We've had Ben Grieve.
It's not Ben Grieve.
Austin Meadows?
It's not Austin Meadows.
Oh, good one.
Nick was confident with Austin Meadows.
Well, because you hired Pirates in there, too.
He came in hot.
I did. Had a lot of teams in there.
Too many teams to keep track of, honestly. I'm just thinking outfielders.
Career high single season was 25 bombs.
Okay.
Not great. His All-Star year, he had 19. Career high, 13 steals. So he wasn't really a steal guy. Wasn't really
that.
A home run guy. But he played for 14 years with a lot of teams.
Year in team as an All-Star?
Year in team. Rays and 2011.
11.
He broke into the majors in 2008. His last game was 2021. So he's a newer, younger random baseball player.
Not B.J. Upton.
Twitch chat has it.
They already have it?
Twitch chat has it.
Not B.J. Upton?
It's not B.J. Upton. Text line's still firing in Rays.
I know.
Ray Finkel, Ray Stantz, Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
This is guy's first name, Ray.
I know it's not Randy Wynn.
I should have had a Ray, but no, it's not a Ray. It's not a Ray. Not Randy Wynn. He was, how about this?
Yeah.
He would hit from the left side, but he'd throw it in from the right.
All right. No, that's useful.
Yeah.
Good.
Lefty stick, righty arm.
Bill? I got nothing.
He was also...
I still think it's Austin Meadows.
I broke and looked.
It's Austin Meadows. No, it's not Austin Meadows.
I don't know. Is it Matt Joyce?
He got it!
I wouldn't have got that. That one I wouldn't have got. Twitch
chat. It is Matt Joyce.
Twitch chat, congratulations. I wasn't getting that.
Well, he was famously traded early on. He was like a Tigers top prospect. Then he got traded to the Rays for Edwin Jackson. And that was supposed to be like a big deal.
Speaking of guys who played for 20 teams.
He played for every team.
Edwin
Jackson. He's cheat code in the Daily Grid game.
Yeah.
You're like, Edwin Jackson? You're like, yeah.
Yeah, he played for everybody.
You got it.
Yep.
There you go. Matt Joyce, congratulations, sir. You are the random baseball player of the day.
I need a ruling on this just to give full credit to Dice on the text line. He said, Joyce something Joyce.
That counts.
That counts? You'll give him
that? Jeopardy rules. You had his last name.
You don't need
win.
Full name, last name? Okay, good. Good to know.
His nickname was Sweet Swingin'.
Sweet Swingin' Matt Joyce?
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Pretty good. So there you go. That's the random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Alex Cora going to join WEEI Afternoons. We'll check in with them, see what they have, and we'll get to the clip du jour next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.